11 sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Arbi Maroni Mirasi Sheyichyu, and the schus Moshe Rabben Peshadina, and is based on Torah that I received from Gaon B'chai Meir Harwitz Shlita. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tesem and Aleph says, Tana Rabbana Kochayim Tkiya Shayfer Kohanim Levim Yisraelim Geirim Avodim Shuchorim Tuntum Adjrogim Tuntum Eina Motzi Los Mino Los Sheino Mino And Drogon is Motzius Mino, Abalos She'eno Mino. So everyone's Chayb and Shofar, all types of Jews, Geirim, freed slaves, Tumtum Androgynous. Tumtum isn't Motzi another Tumtum, and is not Motzi a regular person. Androgynous is Motzi another Androgynous, but he's not Motzi somebody who's not an Androgynous. Androgynous is with sexual organs of both. Tumtum is that we don't know, it's sealed off. Frek the Turei Evan, why is a Tumtum not Motzi Mina? Why isn't he Motzi another Tumtum? It's a Sveik Sveika. Sveik, maybe the one who's blowing the shofar is a Zachar. Maybe inside there is hidden male or a male organ. And if you say he's in a Keva, or she's in a Keva, maybe the listener is also in a Keva and is Pater Mitkiya Shofar. Sveik Sveika. This Kasha was already asked by Reliyahu Mizrachi in his beard to the Smag and Uchas Megillah and the Tosefta, who brings the Smag that a tumtum is not motzi a tumtum b'mikra megillah. So we have a kasha. Why is a tumtum not motzi another tumtum b'mikra megillah, and why is a tumtum not motzi another tumtum in kiyah shofar? We have a sveik sveika. Sveik, maybe the one blowing the shofar is a zachar, and even if he's in a keva, maybe or she's in a keva, maybe the one listening is also in a keva. No problem. So we find in the Achronim a number of Teirutzim that are very fundamental. B'dinei Sveik Sveik Adar Aim. Reuven Mizrachi was Mitaretz in his Kasha from Megillah that it's Sveik Sveik, but true get true gufei lo amrina. We don't say Sveik Sveik if they're two bodies. And here they're two bodies, the Tokeya and the Shomea, the Korei and the Shomea. This is brought by numerous other Achronim. So it isn't explained in the Re'eim. What's so bad about two gufe? What's so bad about a sveik sveik of a tre gufe? Mali chad gufa, mali tre gufe. What does it matter if it's one body or two bodies? Sveik sveik is a sveik sveik is a sveik sveik. So we can explain as follows, that since the whole guf, or itself, the suffix was decided, sveik daraisa lechumra, Gabe Tumtum, the Tokeo is Mukhra, that his Tkiah is not a Tkiah, and therefore he's not going to Pater his Zachar. And the Shomea is also Mukhra, there's also a decision that Gabe the Shomea that he has to be Mekai Mitzvah Shofar, because Feka Daraisa Lechumra. We are machriel legabi the tokeh that he's not motzi zachar midin sufik lechumra, and are machriel legabi the shomea that he has to hear a proper shofar midin sveikah daraisa lechumra. So you can't be mitzayir if the two sveikahs together. It really doesn't work, because you look at each one individually. You look at the tokeh, 50-50. Let's be machriel that he's a gnekeva lechumra. And then there's a separate goof. It's also 50-50. And there we have to be machriya that the person's chayev at zachar and shmiyas kol shofar. So it turns out then that a tokeya, a tumtum, can't be motzi another tumtum. So he can't be motzi another tumtum. So he can't be mitzaref two sveikas together. That's also why we find something similar if you have a suffik beguf, suffik betairovis. You have a suffik about a certain food, is it kosher or not, and then it gets mixed up with other foods. So you can't say sveik sveik, or maybe it was kosher, and maybe now that it's mixed in, the piece you're taking is not that piece. So if there's bittol, there's bittol. But if there's no bittol, So you can't be mitzarapis to a sveik sveik, a sefik bugov sefik b'tarovis. And the Ramah explains why. Because since the sefik bugov already occurred before the sefik b'tarovis, we say the sefik bugov was already mukhra, l'chumra. And memeil it's vada yisr, and then when it fell into the tarovis, so vada yisr fell into the tarovis, you can't make a sveik sveik. So it would appear that we have something here that's a dover amok. That the teretz of the Re'aim is shayach only to Megillah, and it's not shayach to Shofar. Why? Because it's already well known that by Megillah you make a bracha of Al Mikra Megillah, and by Shofar you make a bracha of L'shmoya Kol Shofar. Because there's a fundamental difference between Tkiyah Shofar and Mikra Megillah. By Megillah, the mitzvah is the Kriya. And by Shofar, the mitzvah is the Shmiah. You just need a Shmiah of a Kol Shofar that's coming from a Bar Chiyuva, like the Rambam says in his Tshuvas, Simen Kuf Mem Beis, in the Peir Ador, it's in Simen Unanim. So it would appear that this Chilik is now get to somebody's Motzi's friend, that by Kriyas HaMegillah, the Shomea is Yotze only because of the Maisa Kriya of the first person, because of Shomea Ka'one. That the first person's reading makes it like he's doing a Dibur himself, that the Shomea is speaking himself. But by Tkiyah Shofar, you don't need that the Maisa Tkiyah should be Mesiaches to the second person. It's as if he was blowing. No, you don't have to have that. The second person's Yotze Mikoyach that he heard Kol Shofar. There's just a Tanai that the Shmiah should be Shmiah Shofar, the Nofik Mi Bar Chiyuva. It has to be the Shmiah Shofar that comes out of the mouth of a Bar Chiyuva, but it doesn't have to be that he himself is blowing the Shofar. So now that we've come to this point, it would appear as follows. The Svar of the Re'aim, that the Sufik was already Mukhra, right? The Re'aim says that there's no Sfeik Sfeik, if it's Tregufe, it's two different bodies, and the way we explained it was already Mukhra, it was already decided with the first body. So when now you're getting to the second body, it's not a Sfeik Sfeik anymore, because the first Sufik was already decided. So that's only Shaykh Gabi Megillah, that a Tumtum listens from the Kriyas HaMegillah of a Tumtum, to the Kriyas HaMegillah of a Tumtum, that since the Shomea has to use the Maisa Kriya of the first person, if so, there we can say that the Kriya of the first person was Mukhra, that it wasn't a proper Kriya. It's Sveika Doraisa, or say it's Dibre Kabbalah. So Memela, the second person can't be Yotze, and to be Mitzarif there's Suffik, because first person has a reading, and you have to be Mitzarif the second person to the first person's reading, but it was already Mukhra by the first person that it's not a good reading for the second person, because we were machriya that he's in a keva. So he can't be motzi, the other tumtum. But by tkiya shofar, the second person doesn't need the suffix of the first person. Because the maisa tkiya of the tumtum, hatokeya, doesn't have to be mesiaches to the shomea. The suffix is rakshel atzma. Did he hear a shmi of a tkiya of a bar chiyuva? Did he listen to the tkiya of a bar chiyuva? And did he not listen to the tkiya of a bar chiyuva? So there are the rabbi, we say ipcha, we say the opposite. That the first tumtum we were machriya l'chum mikoyach safek, that what? He's chayiv b'tkiya shofar. So the guy by the second person, he heard the kol shofar from a bar chiyuva like him. Because now they're both b'dargis bar chiyuva misafek. So it's very good. It works out well. So this whole safek, this whole word of the Re'aim, he says it in the context of Kriyas HaMegillah, and now we're making a chilek, would only apply to Kriyas HaMegillah. So when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, the second person needs the first person to be chayiv, to be yotze, and altman, that it has to be the kriya of a man, he gets the first person's kriya. And we are machmer for the first person, al safek d'oraisa. That it's nothing. We say mitzat safek d'oraisa. He's in a keva. Doesn't count as the kriya of a man. Can't be motzi other people. And we want to be mitzarif them. We say, no. When the first person read on behalf of the second person needs the reading of the first person. But we have to machriya l'chumra that it's the reading of a woman and he can't be motzi him. That's our hachra l'chumra. Because he needs his reading and we can't give it to him. Why can't we give it to him? Because why can't we give it the reading of the first person, first tumtum to the second tumtum? Because we have to machriya lechumra that the reading of the first tumtum wasn't a proper reading. That's the achriya lechumra. So it doesn't count for the second tumtum. By tkiya shofar, the second person doesn't need the suffix of the first person. Because the maisa tkiya of the tumtum, hatokeya, doesn't need to be misyachis to him. The suffix is his own suffix. Not the other guy's suffix. It's his own suffix. Did he hear the Shmi of a Bar Chiyuva, or did he not hear the Shmi of a Bar Chiyuva? So if so, there we say, Fakert. That the first Tumtum, we were Machriya L'Churma, that he's a Bar, that he's Mikoyach Safek, that he's Chayiv at Kiyah Shofar. So now we don't look at the Tumtum as he motzi his friend. And here, we, because his friend doesn't need to, his reading, his blowing, excuse me. What does his friend need? His friend only needs to hear the Shmi of a Bar Chiyuva, but he doesn't need it to be considered as if he's blowing when we come to Kriyas HaMegillah. So the Shomea needs to be hearing the reading, and it's as if he's reading. Not only that he's hearing the reading, but he's doing the reading himself. He gets the reading of the reader. So there the Chumra, the Hachra L'Chumra is, no. He didn't hear the Kriya of a Bar Chiyuva, Sveka Daraisa. But here, the second person doesn't need to actually be blowing. He just needs to hear the tzkiya of a Bar Chiyuva. So there, what do? We go l'chumra. And what do we say l'chumra? We say l'chumra that the blowing of the first person was from a Bar Chiyuva. We have to be machriya that he's a Bar Chiyuva. That's l'chumra when it comes to the first person. We don't look at the first person in the context of the second person. Was he motzi him? Then we'd come at l'chumra that he's not motzi him. But since he doesn't need the actual blowing of the first person, he just needs the shmiya. So we go l'chumra on the first person, we look at the first person independently, as an independent unit, and his tkiya, we say, was that of a Bar Chiyuva, that's l'chumra, that he's chayiv in tkiya shofar. Ah, so now you can look at the second person, you can say, he heard the tkiya of a Bar Chiyuva. So how awesome is that? He's Yotze. Al Kopanim, that's the first teret to the kash of the Turei Evin, why a tumtum is not motzi another tumtum, because by tkiya shofar, because we don't say sveik sveika by trei gufe. But again, now we had a chiluk that he could be motzi him. So by tkiya shofar, and the teretz given by the Reim applies to apka to mikriyas and megillah. So now we have another teretz here of the Turei Evin. The Turei Evin himself answers to the kasha. And the Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we'd like to be ma'ayin in the teretz of the Heilige Turei Evin. And we will continue seeing Nifla'ot Gidolot Mitorat Hashem. Okay, so please, I thank everybody for listening very, very much. And I ask that you stay tuned for more exciting Torah on this very, very fascinating sugya. Okay. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Hashem should just give us the koach and the moach and the simcha and the financial means to be able to continue. Shalom, shalom.